good afternoon. Chair, maybe before we start with the presentation of human capital today, last week when we had a meeting, we promised that before we actually table the cost to the Concord, we will start to the committee to actually do the report. But we were expected then, we were expecting the committee to call us only tomorrow when, you know, that would be the opportune time when the report is ready. But we want to actually emphasize and to this committee that the report will be ready on the 15th, which is Friday, and it will go to Concord on the 15th, which is Friday. The presentation is still going to IMC tonight, we are going to present. And then after they've put all their inputs, only then we'll be able to finalize the report. But now then, we do have the human capital, Rapace, will take us through the presentation, which is a very short presentation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Just on that note, remember, that matter has legal issues surrounding the protocol of doing it. So I think we will definitely discuss in committee or privately with the chef so that we know what will happen tomorrow. But all what makes us appreciate is the fact that SASA is ready to comply. DSG is in the driving seat to ensure that we are never in contempt of the court. That doesn't mean that the food, the menu will be giving us or briefing us on is that of the judge. We don't eat in the same place. So they will have their food, but you will also tell us about what type of food they have. So we will have our own food because the different houses and ethnic groups don't have the same diet. So let's leave it there and then we'll give go to SASA.
Thank you, Chair. I'll give over to Rapace to take up to the presentation.
Thank you. Good afternoon, good day, honorable members. Thank you, CEO. Just the presentation I'm going to brief you on is about the staffing. Just to indicate that when SASA was established, a full structure was approved, and the full structure had a complement of 18,607 posts. I have to emphasize that those 18,607 posts were never fully funded, but it was they were provided for to allow for SASA to grow into the structure. So as I present, it will give an indication as if we have a high vacancy rate, but the vacancy rate is only if you have to also assess it based on the funded posts that we have within the organization. Currently in the approved structure, we have 19,415 on the structure, but this includes contract posts. And of the 19,415 posts that we have, in 2015, we had 9,732 staff members. At the end of 2016-2017, we had 9,349, and the total vacancies for SASA sit at 10,066, which is 52%. And I need to indicate that of this, only 50% of the staff establishment is funded, which is 9,833. The field post out of the 9,833, we have 9,349 posts that are filled. And the majority of the staff in SASA are in local offices, and they are at lower level where they deal with the service delivery issues. The permanent staff members that we have on the structure are 8,544, and the contract post we have 805. As I've indicated, our vacancy rate is at 52%, which is 10,066, and the vice out of those vacant posts, those that are vacant and funded, are only 483, and most of them are in the process of being filled. I've already alluded to the full funded, the permanent structure as indicated that our permanent establishment has 18,604 and then the field permanent as at 8th of March in terms of those that are permanent posts is 8,524 and then our vacancy rate in relation to permanent post is sitting at 54%. In terms of the staff complement that is between level 15 and 16, we have 18 approved posts, and number of employees that we had at the end of March 2017 was 12 at this level, and then the vacancies were 8. And I indicate those vacancies. These are some of, include some of the rents in Limpopo, Northern Cape, recently Eastern Cape, Free State. I think those are the ones that I can remember. And then the field post for I think I'm repeating myself.
Yes, you are.
I'll go exactly to deal with the status of our vacancies. Of the 220 posts, 105 are in the advertisement process, 72 are being shortlisted, and 8 are at the interview stage, and 6 have been identified for trade-offs. When we say trade-off, what sometimes, because of the new processes that we are involved in, we're starting to realize that there are certain capacity that we may require. So what you find is that you identify a post that is vacant and you utilize it for the required capacity in that area. So these are the 6 posts that are being identified. And then there's also 3 that are still waiting PSC results, and then there's 19 that are in the process of appointment. I think there's been delays in terms of our appointment process because we're trying to ensure that whoever we appoint now gets to be cleared or status into security clearance. So sometimes it delays the finalization of the appointment process. And then those that are at re-evaluation are 3. I think that concludes the presentation on staffing.
This is going to be open for discussion. Can I allow honorable members Hope is going to get one
question. No, Chairperson, in fact, I knew that I didn't engage much in terms of the presentation. Why? We know the process of SASA in terms of the court review, in terms of SASA going back to the department. It's missing now and interrogate the issue of the incident. Whereas next year by March, SASA might be back into the department. Whoever or any expertise in terms of the organizational development or organizational design, things will change, if I'm right. And there will be new job analysis, you know, in terms of the PSA, structural and what. So I just wanted to ask, there's any that we do now interrogating with us?
I don't remember us being fully officially informed that we no longer have existing as Eliasing for Minister Batabi Letami. Instead, we have Umama Mamorepe. Mam Pena. But your school name? It is Cynthia. She is our liaison. So if you want to link with the minister, here is Mam Pena. So she's officially welcomed. I think because we are really busy, we didn't find a space to officially welcome. I can see she likes sitting in a smaller yana corner. She's not sure whether she's part of the family. You are the part of this family because Batabile is a politician. So you likely to be more of us than them.
The question I have relates to the one of the meetings that we had where the minister said that there is a lot of skills that SASA does not have at the moment. And so I would like to know if what is being planned now to fill in the vacant posts actually has those skills being planned to be part of what we want to fill in, because also one realizes that there is a seeming sort of cutting, if you like, of the budget for filling in posts. And also when one looks at the and I hope that I missed it in the presentation, in the verbal presentation, but if one looks at the slide that talks to the filling of acting positions, one does not see the CEO position, as it were. So one would like to know what is that just an omission, or is there an arrangement that has been sorted that part out? Thank you.
So what is in the document is a progress of a timeline for, because we also asked the question as to the acting, including the department. There's so much coming in, exiting, so we wanted to know their retention strategy, and also when are they fully occupying those posts and not to be acting. I think the document outlines when the interviews are, etc. Particularly what we said are critical points. But coming to the issue then of also the minister responding to that in our last meeting, she said that skill is not available. You're correct. The skills required are not available. And she further said there will be more of things. We call it work streams, not working committees. I'm used to other people talking about the working committee, but here it is a work stream. He said that SASA will need work streams. I think I'm correct there.
Yes.
And therefore, we are talking about this big number of organogram that was approved, and the incumbent. On the other side, the work streams get paid. So I think the members, including Umama, Umphosi, to say, well, the issue of posts needs to be carefully looked into, because we are going to, according to the minister and you yourselves as a department, professionalize SASA. Have SASA that has the capacity to do a lot of work internally, though there will be an opportunity then for other agencies and others to do whatever SASA says they would outsource. And with that arrangement, therefore, the timing of this report was not necessarily a permanent structure. Was it a structure that says, now, for you to function, to do everything, who is there? And if that incumbent is there, is it a permanent post? So that we know what we expect when you are really shaking up in terms of wanting to have a permanent structure, knowing exactly your line functions and whatever. So I think the spirit of asking this was to ensure that Mama
my water on the phone of the acting position. And I'll agree with Mama Kata and with on the ball salon. You know about the organic and that was saying. Because we are the masculine of acting position. And we keep us suspicious of doing their best in the story. But he don't give us the extra perspective. Because if you come close in February, just give that, you know, you don't give us that extra perspective to say how far. A person can understand the one of August, because August was last. But we have May and July. So there could have been movement. So I think those things will be important when you look at the participation. Thank you.
I think you can respond, the department must respond, but I was just clarifying the fact that respond in a manner that includes today and tomorrow and the current fluid status where we are.
Thank you very, very much, Chairperson. Maybe to respond on the whole structure, I agree with the Honourable Member for the first question when she said this structure is still going to be reviewed because of the payment program that we have embarked on as SASSA. But maybe just to say why we had 18,000, this structure was based on us as SASSA doing administrative work as well as the payment. And then we're almost half because the payment side, it's not there, which is the side that it definitely will need more skilled people because it's more on the payment of huge amounts. You need people with the skills of being able to reconcile and balance whatever is going to happen, especially at the local office level up to the head office level. Then in that case, I really agree that this structure will need to be reviewed. And as we presented last week, the minister actually indicated that we definitely need a specialist that will help us called Workstream on HR, where we'll be able then to have a paymaster general that will take care of the reconciliation and the payment of social grants within SASSA when we do that. I think that's where we are now. And then on the acting position on the CEO, I've seen that it has been signed by the minister. I think the update will be out in a week's time, this week or next week, it has been signed. On the other acting positions, the others were advertised, the ones that had their time, you know, after 6 months they expired, they've been re-advertised as well. And the others are under the 105, it's just a breakdown that is not really clear which ones are those. But they are all going to be filled. The minister is actually came to speak to us as well to say all of them will have to be filled. Those positions must be filled. But really, the truth is, it is huge work in progress on HR part where we actually need the HR work stream to work with us until ultimately we get the requisite skills for the people that will be able to do the payment. Because at the moment, the people that we do have mostly are dealing with grant application, not the actual payment. Because we know that the payment will take more, you know, more work, you need dual keeping of cards and all those things, and you definitely need a certain skill of people. And I think on the last week's presentation, it was really put clearly that which way we are going to go.
Okay, as part of a normal procedure in South Africa is that when employees abscond or resign, the solution is also to do some introspection in the department or in that entity, why are they leaving? So my proposal would be, you must find a way of reaching out to those who have left. So that, I don't know how they call it, but if they
exit
report.
Exit
interview. So that we, if someone says, now I was ill-treated and I decided to go, we are able to follow such so that it doesn't happen again in order for your retention, because also this explosion of people leaving will always leave questions as if something is not that good. So the department must embark on that so that they have that exit interview report for them to keep on improving on their ability to retain employees and to avoid mistakes. So if I'm not assuming there is, but I'm going to the right principles that will keep our department clean and known and seen to be clean. So that one is very critical. And lastly, to say the portfolio committee is indeed in support of these processes, especially that seeks to professionalize SASSA and to ensure that SASSA is more of a service than a business. And also that the PSC, I think we should be assuring you that when you come for your presentation on the APQ, some question will not be comfortable. Someone said in KZN that some questions that we are going to ask as members of parliament are not going to make you to be comfortable. But in any way, we have to, because the issue of increasing in millions people who are grant recipients, also seeing that opportunity, business community hiking their food prices, and then the shrinking economy of the country. You should be able to say in your objectives, how are you going to ensure that Umakapa, who is the beneficiary, is somehow being prepared to take her own life and taking herself out of poverty? We cannot be seen as creating poverty. And also, this Konyen's business, ensure that this matter of cooked food in rural areas, yes, in rural areas can cook even if there's no pot. And they like the food they have cooked. And they can certainly eat a little and keep the rest for tomorrow. But this basin that has been cooked somewhere is brought in by a car in your doorstep, or you going to eat in these nutrition, the so-called nutrition centers. And I'm afraid the people who are preparing this food need this food too. What I noticed that the people who actually cook this food, they also want this food. It's not that it's the people who really, really are cooking for them. They're also hungry. And the likelihood is that they will share with those who are supposed to be given food. And it was interesting, Honorable Madropa asked you all the way until we came back. She was asking, but where we were, it's only adults who were eating. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not even in the land. So you can see on your own, we have not got it correct. The nutritional food center, where is the food parcel when there's also cooked food? and people claiming, these are the questions that are going to come up next week. Because you must be ready, we are starting before whatever date, this month, coming month, we are going to be starting, because we don't want to be late. So we are giving you tips when you prepare your report, that this food matter, food for all, stress relief, all these matters, when we give you budget this year, we must be spot on, and us as well, we'll be informally talking as to how do we advise you, because ours is not to carry a red pen. This is not an examination room where you will get an exemption, a distinction. It is all about us working together, interacting, and promote goodness for our people. And then we can, you can always guide us. And no, the Lord does not allow. When we say give them food, you will say, no, the Lord here. So we look into how to facilitate that matter. So I'm raising this issue because it's a terrible matter when you see in our towns this boom of carrying all types of bags, rice, flour, mealy, fish, everything to eat only, which doesn't last a week. And our people have no sense by the end of the day because they use everything to buy. They even buy sugar cane. You can see sugar cane. I said, they say this buying is too much. They even remember to buy sugar. If you want to sell, go to areas where they collect their grants. Sugar cane, you buy everything you see because it has been brought there and you didn't budget which things I will buy. So we're sending a wrong message to our people. I think we should regulate as to how are we going to manage and sustain this food for all. If you food for all, Mama Mkosi will get, and I will get this food for all. And I try by all means, Unesipala will have health, and all of us, even Taban will get some. Because it's food for all, it really keeps our appetite going forward. So I think we are at the end of this particular meeting. And also, in terms of the officials having been to allow, I appeal to honorable members that we've got just sneaking things and those things we had read them. So we are going to allow all other members to leave and be left with the committee to finalize our
administration report.